It was a honest a shock. I'm still in shock. I've done nothing wrong. They would not even tell me what they were investigating me. I asked, what is it that you're investigating? And don't I get the opportunity to make a statement, to say something? I made the comment that I felt that I'm guilty until proven innocent. After all of this and all I've done and all I've given and all I have tried, I am shocked. I'm astounded. I'm numb. I'm really numb about this. I don't know what it is that they hope to find or are looking to find. It's been said to me, the word's been said to me about a witch hunt, and I keep thinking that's what it must have felt like for those poor women back in the time of Salem, because I've done nothing wrong, and yet my first day back, they come in all smiles and then they take my keys away. They tell me I am banned from the property. I can have no contact with anyone from the from school, and I have no idea what I've even done or what they think I've done, and I have no way to defend myself. They're investigating it, and they're not allowing me to take. I'm not being allowed to even respond at this time. I hope the time will come that I will be able to respond, but I fear that it might be too late. The damage is done. They've made up their minds without even asking me. The whole time that I was in the hospital, the entire time, there was only one board member who came to visit me. She also came to visit me at my home afterwards to bring me something to eat. But my own board president never even once called me to ask to see how I was doing. So I'm struggling. I'm very much struggling with this at the moment, I have to say. I don't know what to make of it. I have done nothing but come here with the best intentions of doing whatever it is that God wanted me to do, and to be, I put students first, always, students first. Now, sometimes that means then that means there may be teachers or administrators who don't like that I'm putting the students first, but that's what I've done my entire time in the field of education. It's about the students. That's what we're there for. And I'm disappointed, I'm shocked, and numb. That's pretty much where I'm at.
Have you violated any sort of school policy or law?
No, I have not.
So why do you think members of the school board are, you know, supposedly creating a witch hunt?
I honestly wish I knew. I know they were not happy with me when they were trying to do some things that were out of the scope of their responsibilities, and that I would call them on that and tell them that they couldn't do that. I know they weren't happy about that. I know that they are very unhappy that I had scheduled to bring up at the board meeting this last night the fact that a couple of board members had committed a Class 4 felony by being in violation of the bid process.
What's and that?
The bid process?
Yes. Yes.
Well, there are certain rules and requirements that you have to follow when you need to have work done, and there's a very specific laws that determine what it is that districts can and can't do. And one of the things is if the dollar amount of a proposed project is over a certain amount, it has to go out for bids. But there was a business in the community that our Vice President Merle Wilson suggested that what he would do is contact them and have them write it up as three separate bills, and then it wouldn't have to go out for the bid process. And that's in fact what was done. And at this board meeting, I had brought evidence to that fact based on the minutes of the meetings in which those topics were discussed, and the final bills that were prepared from this company who did the work and billed them for three identical amounts to equal the total amount of what the bill proposal was in the first place. So we avoided having to go through the bid process. Not we, not me, but they were able to get a project done by a vendor that they wanted in a short period of time by violating the law.
So basically, you think they may be upset because you've called them out on cases in which they've supposedly violated their responsibilities as school board members.
I believe that to be, they are not happy with me about because of that.
Okay. Where do we go from here? If they decide that you're not at fault and they say, yep, come back, are you going to come back?
gosh, honestly, I have to say I have not even given that any thought. My mind at this point, I feel that the damage that they have done to my reputation, if they asked me to come back, it would have to be with a change of, I could not continue to work with board members who violated the law. I could not work with administrators who knowingly took part in certain situations. I don't know. I mean, if this is where I'm supposed to be and this is what I'm supposed to, and there's something I'm still supposed to accomplish, I'm not going to run away from that, but I know that I don't know how I could possibly continue to work with people who intentionally tried to destroy my career and never even gave me a chance. These would be some tough relationship buildings that would need to be done.
So are you suggesting that some school board members should resign or leave their post?
I wouldn't be so brazen as to suggest that at this point.
But change.
I'm sorry, what?
But they would. Something would have to change.
Something would have to change. Yeah. Something. If I was, if they, you know, if they exonerate me, as I can't see how that there can be anything else that could result. I'm not even sure how all of this would work. I guess at the moment that's the least of my worries. It was never my intention to leave Rantoul. I started the process of purchasing a home and had the intent that I was going to retire here. This is the place that I was going to work for hopefully another 6 year, you know, have another 3 year contract and work at least six more years. And then even when I did retire, that I would continue to be a member of this community and retire here. And right now, all of those plans and dreams and expectations I had, that's a little shaky right now. I honestly don't know what my plans are. I just plan to try to get this situation resolved in the best way so that it doesn't hurt the students, the school, the community. I don't want a big division among community. That isn't what I want. I want us all working together for the good of the kids and for the good of the community. And that's all I want. And if I can help be a part of that, that's what I would be grateful to do. And that's really all I can. That's all I can say at the moment. I don't know anything. I wish I knew something. And ironically, anything I'm saying now, once something comes out, I mean, what I'm saying may sound very foolish. I don't know. I only know that in my heart, I know I didn't do anything wrong. I did everything I did, I would do again, in that what I did, I feel, was for the best of the district and the best of the students.
Okay. Well, thank you. So that's all I have. I appreciate your time.
No problem.
All right.
All I have is time at the moment.
Okay. No. Take care of yourself. I know this is a very tough time for you.
Well, it came at a wrong time where I still wasn't physically back to 100%. So, you know, this has just been. That's probably why I'm also a little emotional about this. But I'm emotional also because people are messing with my life, with my career, with my reputation, and. Oh my gosh, I've never in my life had that happen before, and so this is I'm on new ground here, so we'll see what, we'll just have to see. You know, there's, Abraham Lincoln had a saying, you know, and I rather try to quote it, I'll just paraphrase it, and it had to do with, if you listen to everything that people said about you, you know, you will never go anywhere, because in the truth, in the end, the truth comes out anyways, and that's all that really matters.